RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, fellow listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Symposium of Austronesian International Diaspora to be held in Bali. Indonesian Defense Minister to meet Malaysian and Philippine counterparts. Now the news in detail. Minister of Education and Culture cooperates with National Research Center of Archaeology to hold Symposium of Austronesian International Diaspora in Bali on July 18 until 23rd. This symposium will be attended by 19 countries such as China, Japan, Thailand, New Zealand, Germany, and France. The participants of this symposium are spread from many disciplines such as archaeology, anthropology, history, geology, geochronology, and linguistics. Indonesian archaeology expert Harry Truman Simanjuntak said at the press conference taking place in Jakarta on Wednesday that Austronesian speaker is the forefather of Indonesian whose values and tradition affect Indonesia.
Kita angkat, kita gali nilai-nilai itu untuk kita aktualisasikan di masa sekarang.
We raise and discover those values to actualize and to build civilization with the cultural foundation that has grown far into the past. With the growth of values, we are easily absorbing elements of foreign culture which is compatible with our culture. Therefore, we try to hold symposium with international standard to make those values rational and not only for use for our nation interests but also for the interests of other nations in the world. Harry Truman explained, Austronesian is the language family that covers 1,200 languages spoken by half population in the world, from Madagascar in western region, Taiwan, Micronesia in northern region, until New Zealand in southern region. Meanwhile, Director of Cultural Heritage, Preservation and Mission, Harry Widianto, said Austronesian has its own characteristics that are farming and making pottery. This event will be launched by Minister of Education and Culture Hanis Baswedan. In addition to the symposium, other series of events will be held such as visiting Subat Mission and Jati Luwi site in Tabanan and the spread location of Austronesian traditions. This symposium is expected to raise awareness and knowledge of Indonesian people as maritime nation will be increased. Indonesian Foreign Ministry has confirmed that trilateral meeting will be held among Indonesian Defense Minister and his Malaysian and Philippine counterparts on Tuesday to discuss sea lane security. The latest meeting in Kuala Lumpur on July 12, 2016 was only attended by Defense Minister representatives. Director General of Indonesian Citizen Protection of Foreign Minister Muhammad Iqbal said at the compound of Foreign Minister Office on Wednesday that the trilateral meeting is imperative because it is expected to lead to the signing of an agreement among the three countries in relation to the procedure for the sea lane security measure in Southeast Asia. The next week's meeting will be a follow-up of the President Trilateral Forum in Yogyakarta in May 2016, attended by Foreign Minister and the Chief of Army Staff of Indonesia, the Philippines and Malaysia. The government is expected to seek advice from the Financial Services Authority OJK over the appointment of seven perceptions banks to accommodate repatriated funds in tax amnesty policy and to ask Bank Indonesia BI to better prepare its real-time gross settlement RTGS system. Central Banking Crisis CBS Director Ahmad Denidaruri expect that all appointed banks are able to accommodate repatriated funds in tax amnesty program. In principle, he supports the appointment of the perception banks. In addition, he also has called on the Bank Indonesia to expand the technology and operation of her RTGS system. Previous problems of having shutdowns that caused delay in the payment system should never happen again. If the RTGS is not ready, it will give negative impacts on the banks that receive the payment. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia sees the recent ruling by the Permanent Court of Arbitration over the South China Sea dispute as strengthening support in the fight against illegal fishing. Deputy for Coordination of Maritime Affairs of the Minister of Maritime and Fisheries, Arif Hapas Ogroseno, said in Bogor on Wednesday that PCA ruling had strengthened Indonesia's commitment to eradication of fish poaching in its territorial waters. He also said that the discussion at the PCA ruling that one of the impacts of the PCA ruling is that Indonesia's position will be stronger in its fight against illegal fishing in its waters. Indonesia has strong commitment to securing its maritime area from illegal fishing activities. Arif added that FAO has admitted it while stating that Indonesia is the only member of the Association Southeast Asian Nation ASEAN that shows a strong commitment to fighting fish poaching. Member of Commission 9 of the House of Representatives DPR had met with Health Minister Nila Mulud to discuss the distribution of fed vaccines. One member of the lawmakers, Irgan Hairul Mahfi, said that the punishment imposed by the Health Ministry will not be enough to serve deterrent effect. As for private-owned hospital, Irgan said that the government should get administrative sanction as well as demoting its accreditation. Health Minister Nila Mulud underlined that private hospital guilty of administering fake vaccine will be demoted, while the director will be removed if he or she is directly involved in the practice. Indonesian government has responded to another adoption of Indonesian nationals by intensifying the performance of its crisis center established by Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that her side will hold more intensive meetings. She also told reporters on Wednesday at the Prince Palace complex that there will be a weekly meeting at the working level and there will be semi-weekly meeting at the ministerial level. 10 Indonesian nationals are currently being held hostage by a terrorist group after passing through the Philippines and Malaysian waters. Three of the whom had been kidnapped by Abisha terrorist group 2 days ago when sailing at Malaysian waters. Indonesian Food and Beverage Association, GATMI, foresees that there is investment worth 50 trillion rupiah in food and beverage industry in 2016. GATMI Chairman Adi Lukman said on Wednesday after halal bihalal gathering with Industry Minister Saleh Hussein in Jakarta that some of the investors have set their sight in intermediate industry including in artificial flavors and colors production. Thus, downstream food and beverage industry will get a boost as the artificial flavors and color imports can be reduced. Adi also added that in addition to the investor of GATMI members, the other three are foreign investors from Korea, India and Japan. Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board BKPN Chairman Frankie Sibarani said that several firms had been serious about investing in Indonesia. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016.
you may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Listener, a commentary today entitled New Police Chief to Create New Nuanced. New Indonesia National Police Chief Kapolri Tito Karnavian is expected to create new nuances, obtained a new idea in internal Polri. After following the fit and proper test at the House of Representatives, the chief candidate proposed by the government, Tito Karnavian, was finally sworn in as a new police chief by President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, and he was also promoted from Commissioner General to Police General. In a speech after the inauguration, President Joko Widodo expressed congratulations on the inauguration of Tito Karnavian as a new police chief who has been given the mandate, trust, and responsibility by the state to ensure and to maintain security and public order. In addition, President Joko Widodo asked the new police chief to carry out thorough and consistent reforms in the police. Meanwhile, former police chief Badruddin Haiti said that he has delivered the programs that had been achieved and priorities in 2015 and at the first half of 2016 to be considered by new police chief Tito Karnavian. In addition, Badruddin Haiti also asked for the new police chief Tito Karnavian to focus on quality improvement of police personnel. In connection with the inauguration of the new police chief, Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives DPR Fadlison said that the new position served by Tito Karnavian is not only a gift but a mandate of the people that needs to be well maintained and implemented. A number of jobs must be addressed by General Tito Karnavian, either in internal or external police. Fadlison asked concerning ease of crime from the regular rate until the traffic problem becomes also a main attention by the police chief Tito Karnavian. Meanwhile, former President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, in a special video transmitted through his video site on social media on Tuesday, praised Tito Karnavian has been incredible, and he assured that Tito Karnavian is able to carry out duties as police chief even though he is still junior in the high rank of existing police officers. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono also remarked that the promotion rank, there are two things to be primary consideration both in the police and military institution, namely the capacity and seniority. He assumes that what is important is the capacity first and then the seniority. The integration of new police chief Tito Karnavian is a breakthrough by the government of President Joko Widodo because it breaks the existing tradition, namely from ethnic Javanese. Meanwhile, Tito Karnavian is from ethnic Sumatra Palembang. In addition, the step taken by President Joko Widodo is not risky because the appointment of Tito Karnavian means that at least this would hamper the foreseen rent. But with the reform spirit within the police requested by President Joko Widodo, this will take the Indonesian National Police to the right track to carry out their duties, considering the challenges, security threats, and order are no more diverse and real. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again in our regular program Today in History of Air Rival Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for infant on 14 July 2004 when Hogen Iman Santoso died. Hogen was chief of Indonesia National Police. He was famously known as the honest and bravest police officer in Indonesia by media and the people. He graduated from his Pekalongan in 1934 and continued to Mulo Pekalongan. In 1937, after graduating from Mulo, he continued to IMS Yogyakarta. In 1940, he continued study to RHS in Batavia. In RHS, he joined a student organization called Unitas Studio Showroom Indonesianis called USI. He joined the Marshall General School in Military Police School, Fort Gordon, Georgia, USA. In April 1942, he returned home because RHS was closed by Japanese. Chief of the DPKN Police Office in Surabaya, Japan in 1951-52. He became the chief of a breast screen in Medan, North Sumatra in 1956. In 1959, he founded the Mobile Brigade or Brimo Training School and became a directorate staff to the National Police Headquarters in 1960. He became the chief of Immigration and Customs in 1960 and became Minister of Economics in 1965 and became Minister of Secretary in the main cabinet in the 1966. When becoming police chief, Hogen Iman Santoso reformed a number of fields that related to organizational structure of the police headquarters. As a result, the new structure was more dynamic and communicative. Hogen Iman Santoso died on 14th of July 2004. The next event was in 1958 when Iraqi Cop Data occurred. The 14th July Revolution or the 1958 Iraqi coup data took place on 14 July 1958 in Iraq, resulting in the overthrow of Hashemite monarchy established by King Faisal I in 1921 under the auspices of British. King Faisal II, the regent and crown prince Abdul Allah and Prime Minister Nuri al-Said were assassinated during this coup. As a result of several different grievances with Hashemite Iraqi policies, the coup d'etat established the Republic of Iraq from 14 July 1958 until 2003. Iraq remained a de facto Arab nationalist and socialist one-party state. And the last event was in 1986, Dr. Mahdi Sirasi died. Dr. Mahdi Hamidi Sirasi was a poet, author and researcher of contemporary of Iran. Dr. Mahdi died on 14 July 1986. Mahdi gained a doctorate title in the field of Persian language and literature. Dr. Sirasi wrote many books about Persian literature, among others about introduction to streams of literature, criticism, history, art, and poetry. Listener, that was Today in History over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's focus is the policy of tax amnesty benefits small and medium enterprises. The policy of tax amnesty is intended not only for the rich, but also the micro, small and medium enterprises, SMEs, which have not yet reported their business taxes. This policy is expected to be good for the state and the business world. This was stated by Head of National Development Planning Agency Bappenas Sofian Jalil after attending social gathering at Bappenas Building in Jakarta on Tuesday. He remarked that the government hopes that tax amnesty could bring long-term impact. Moreover, the 2006 state budget has been revised recently so that it will make Indonesia undergo better fiscal condition. Sofian also said the tax amnesty is not just for the rich people who had money abroad, but also for the thousands of small and medium enterprises whose tax is not clear. On another occasion, Chairman of the Association of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Ihsan Ingra Tubun, said that the policy of tax amnesty benefits small and medium enterprises. Thus, the government must immediately enact laws, technical instruction and carry out the execution at the tax office. He added that the government should immediately make the technical instructions so that small and medium businesses can register themselves and get the appropriate tariff. He also pointed out that if possible, the discount rate for small and medium enterprises is lower than the large ones. In addition, the tax amnesty could also facilitate small and medium enterprises to get in touch with their foreign investors. As a result, the small and medium enterprises can be competitive nationally. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Indonesian Employer Association APINDO for the sector of small and medium enterprises, Nina Tursina, asked the government to socialize and provide assistance for the small and medium entrepreneurs in the implementation of tax amnesty, because until now, the business bill of small and medium enterprises are beyond their understanding of the tax amnesty and do not understand about the benefits and procedure if they want to participate in the policy. Beyond understanding, the majority of small and medium enterprises are not yet ready to participate in the tax amnesty. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Minister of Education and Culture cooperates with National Research Center of Archaeology to hold a symposium of Austronesian International Diaspora in Bali on July 18 until 23rd. This symposium will be attended by 19 countries such as China, Japan, Thailand, New Zealand, Germany, and France. Indonesian Foreign Ministry has confirmed that a trilateral meeting will be held among Indonesian Defense Minister and his Malaysian and Philippine counterparts on Tuesday to discuss sea lane security. The government is expected to see advice from the Financial Service Authority of UK over the appointment of 7 perception banks to accommodate repatriated funds in tax amnesty policy, and to ask Bank Indonesia to better prepare its real-time gross settlement RTGS system. Indonesia sees the recent ruling by the Permanent Court of Arbitration over the South China Sea dispute as strengthening support in the fight against illegal fishing. Deputy for Coordination of Maritime Affairs of the Minister of Maritime and Fisheries, Arif Hapas Ogroseno, said in Bogor on Wednesday that PCA ruling has strengthened Indonesia's commitment to eradication of fish poaching in its territorial waters. Members of the Commission 9 of the House of Representatives DPR had met with Health Minister Nila Mulud to discuss the distribution of paid vaccines. Indonesian government has responded to another adoption of Indonesian nationals by intensifying the performance of its crisis center established by Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan. Indonesian Food and Beverage Association GATMI foresees that there is investment worth 50 trillion rupiah in food and beverage industry in 2016. GATMI Chairman Adi Lukman said on Wednesday after halal bihalal gathering with Industry Minister Salih Hussein di Jakarta, the son of the investor, have set their sight in intermediate industry, including in artificial flavors and colors production. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to VOI Quiz 2016 voiquiz@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com. Before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 95.25 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, as well as art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Mount Ungaran in Central Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Mount Ungaran included stratovolcano. The mountain has three peaks, namely Gendol, Botak, and Ungaran. The highest peak is Ungaran. Located in Ungaran village, Central Java, the mountain has an altitude of 2,050 meters above sea level. Ungaran mountain can be climbed from three hiking trails, passes through Jimbaran, Madini, and Gedong Songo Temple. Climbing to the mount also offering views of the sunrise with a range of mountains from the top. Listener, climbing to the top of Mount Ungaran, there are many interesting places you can visit. On the slopes, there are archaeological sites such as Gedong Songo Temple. There are also some waterfalls such as Curug Semirak and Curug Lawe. There you will also find a cave, which is known as the Cave of Japan. The cave is located 200 meters before the top of the mount. The Cave of Japan is the former hiding place of Japanese forces during World War II. The Japan Cave is a long hallway, which is about 150 meters. There are rooms on the left and right of the hallway. The cave has three pieces of the entrance door, which also serve as an air vent. The cave is located at the Promasan village. The village is located in the middle of Madini Tea Gardens. Madini Tea Garden itself is an area with 380 hectares that offering the green views. Listener, another interesting place that must be visited while hiking Mount Ungaran is Umbul Sidomukti. The climbers are usually not past the track because it will double distance. But if you want to climb relax and have plenty of time, you can stop by passing Umbul Sidomukti while enjoy the scenery and the atmosphere all around. Umbul Sidomukti has now become an integrated tourism area. The tourism area has the support facility and services such as outbound training, adrenaline games, pool nature parks, camping ground, cottage, restaurant, and meeting room. Listener, in addition to climb the mountain and stop to the interesting places during climbing, you can also enjoy the beauty of Mount Ungaran to try paragliding. Visiting to the foot of Mount Ungaran in Kluwihan Hamlet, Sidomukti Village, Bandungan Subdistrict, Semarang Regency, Central Java Province, precisely near Umbul Sidomukti, you can try the sensation of flying using paragliding from the foot of Mount Ungaran. You can see Rawa Pening, Ambarawa, Ungaran City, Salatiga when you are flying. Providers of paragliding service can be found at the campsite or parking area at the foot of Mount Ungaran. Those who want to try paragliding tour in Mount Ungaran, you must pay 350,000 rupiah for the service per person. Listener, that was our regular Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Mount Ungaran. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you to the amazing Sleman application. Stay tuned. Internet access becomes one of modern people needs nowadays. The mobile application is also used by many people for various purposes. To look the technology development in this digital era currently, Sleman Regional Government through the Tourism and Culture Ministry made a breakthrough to promote Sleman tourism sites with amazing Sleman mobile application system that was based on a complete tourism guide around Sleman. This application can be easily accessed by anyone, anywhere, and anytime. Sleman tourism sites such as nature, culture, religious, and culinary tourism of Sleman can be accessed by tourists before they're visiting Sleman Regency. Amazing Sleman application can be downloaded for free through Play Store application on your Android. Sleman Regional Government, for the first time, introducing the application through an event called Culture and Culinary Festival 2016 that was held on May 28, 2016 at the Condong Catur Culinary Park in Depok, Sleman, Yogyakarta. The launching ceremony was done by Vice Regent of Sleman, Sri Muslimatun, by Hiting Kenong and proceed by the amazing Sleman promotion film. This application hopefully can optimize tourism promotion efforts and complete the tourism promotional program. It is also hope that this application can be enliven tourists who visit Sleman and bring welfare to the local people, especially who lives in the tourism site area. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany, which informs you about the amazing Sleman application. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner, a special segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to an Indonesian female singer, Ermi Kulit. Well listener, before we go any further, let's listen to the first song entitled Kasih by Ermi Kulit. Have a listening.
Seakan kau hadir di sisi.
Carmi has shown her singing talent since childhood. She also has enlivened parties of birthday and wedding. But her new professional appearance started at junior high school after Carmi frequently appeared on stage together with band accompaniment like Meliska, Nada Yuda, D-Inst, D-Logis, and D-Nost to hold several shows in Manado and surroundings. In 1973, Carmi moved to Jakarta and was allowed to sing at Marco Polo with the late Malki Guslow. In the place, Carmi learned much from her seniors, the top Indonesian singers and musicians at that time, such as Dedi Damhudi, Rudi Damhudi, Ivo Nila Krishna, Christine Sukandar, and Janwar Ishak. Carmi released a record album in the form of LPs in 1974. In the album, Carmi brought a special song belonging to favorite group entitled Cinta in pop music. Carmi also briefly sang in Copacabana and Tropicana clubs before finally heading for Malaysia, Singapore, and Bangkok. When in Copacabana and Tropicana, Carmi still carrying Indonesian pop songs and mastering various kind of songs such as the rhythm of dance, waltz, cha-cha to the hot pop rhythm. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Pasrah by Carmi Kulit. Happy listening.
Yang lain hingga diriku.
Listener Ermi then returned to Indonesia in 1981 and continued her singing career. She met with composer and jazz musician Ireng Maulana, which later on not only became her working partner, but also a mentor in music. Ireng, in cooperation with Ermi for the first time, composed and released the Jazzy Dixie album in 1982. The album was distributed by Irama Tara Enterprises. The album consisted of a number of pop songs that have been well known, such as Nikmatnya Cinta or The Joy of Love, Kidung or Song, Widuri, Mimpi or Dream, and Benci Tapi Rindu. Ireng Maulana not only acted as arranger, but also the composer as Ermi's first debut entering the studio and brought jazz songs. Of course, the presence of Ermi Kulit was welcomed after such a long time. The jazz lovers look forward to regeneration of Margi Sagers and Rinja Main. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song by Ermi Kulit. Happy listening.
Thank you. rasa rindu yang tak pernah begitu hebatnya. Aku mencintaimu lebih dari yang kau tahu, meski kau takkan pernah tahu. Aku persembahkan hidupku untukmu.
Oh,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.